Welcome back. In Mizoram, a six-year-old political party has scripted history. The Zoram People's Movement, or ZPM, has comprehensively won in the Mizoram Assembly polls, counting for which was held today, a day after counting was held in the other states. The ZPM won 27 of the total 40. The ruling MNF was reduced to just 10 seats, and the national parties, the BJP and the Congress, won two and one seat, just one seat for the Congress, respectively. Well, joining us now to look at this, Shonjoy Hazarika and Hoinu Hausel. Thank you both very much for being with us. Shonjoy Hazarika, the person who's going to be the chief minister, absolutely fascinating. And we look at the broader picture, but I'm just fascinated by the history of Lal Dohoma. He's been a bodyguard of Indira Gandhi in the past. He was disqualified a couple of times. So he's been up and down in politics. And this, in a sense, is his greatest triumph, right? After decades of being in the political turf.
Yeah, well, it's quite a, as you said, it's quite an eventful journey from a top cop to the chief minister, the next chief minister of Mizoram. And he's not a young man. He's 74 years old, but he's leading a very young party. But the wind, I think the winds of change were blowing as far back as October. I was there for a couple of weeks and got a sense of how people, young people particularly, were gravitating towards the ZPM, because it represented aspiration, hope, and a better deal for farmers. I think people just wanted a change. I think that was extremely visible, apart from all the other issues of migrants from Manipur, displaced people from Manipur, Chin refugees from Myanmar, etc. I mean, we'll get into that later. But this was definitely something very clear, that people wanted a change. 88% of people voted. 62% of the population, of the voting population, is young. So that was basically
right. So again, that entire buzz of aspiration, which is in a very different context, guided what young people in other parts of the country also wanted in these elections. Hoinu, the Lal Dohoma also has the dubious distinction of being the first MP to be disqualified under the anti-defection law. Be that as it may, what is his big draw to people in Mizoram, in your opinion?
Yeah, thank you, Vishnu. I've been speaking to a lot of friends and, you know, people in Mizoram. And also, if we look at his party, the very formation of ZPM, which was formed, as you said, a very young party, which is really a representation of different voices, because we must remember that it's a coalition of six regional parties. So he brings with him not just his personal voice and the experience of many, many decades in different fields and different aspects, but he also brings with him voices from different parts of the state. So I think it is a very, very representative of not just aspirations, but also different concerns. For instance, if you look at the coalition parties that actually formed this one, and of course it was called the Zoram People's Movement. It takes into account, for instance, Mizoram People's Conference, Zoram Nationalist Party, Zoram Exodus Movement, Zoram Decentralization Forum, Zoram Reformation Forum, and of course the Mizoram People Party. So it takes and it brings together many, many voices. And I think it is something which the people of Mizoram, which have also evolved, which have grown over decades, are also longing for a change. And this is a very perfect voice that captures voices from different corners, different age group, and of course the young people who are now aspiring to be on the same level or at par with the rest of the country.
Sure.
And of course, you said that he's not young. I mean, yes, that is the wisdom that he brings. You know, the experience and the wisdom is what is going to lead the young, the aspirations of the Mizo people.
Shonjoyda, where is the Congress, which used to be such a dominating force in politics in the state? They're down to one state. Is that because after Lal Thanhaula, the Congress has just not been able to find, you know, a leader of any great stature?
I think, you know, Lal Thanhaula did the wise thing, he retired.
Right.
After the last defeat.
When in doubt, Sanjoyda?
I'm sorry?
When in doubt, right? Retire.
When in doubt, retire. But his legacy is protected. And you can't say that of Zoram Thanga because he lost his own seat. His party has to elect somebody else. These are the two most recognized faces of Mizoram politics who dominated it for 37 years. Either of these guys and Ladenga briefly were the chief ministers of the state for the last 37 years. So people obviously wanted a change and they voted for that. That's one specific thing.
Sure.
The other thing I would mention is that Laldo Homa, one of the big attractions about him in the rural communities has been his offer for the government to fix a minimum support price for four cash crops. That's broomsticks, ginger, turmeric, and chilies. And, you know, Mizoram has this contradiction of being a very literate state, the second most highest literacy rate after Kerala, but it's also very poor, you know, and this is something I think that has resonated very well with the rural communities.
Ohainu, would it be fair to say that a large number of supporters of the Congress in the past have shifted loyalties and see the ZPM as being much more representative of their aspirations than what the Congress once was?
I don't think it would be right to say, I would hesitate to say that they've shifted loyalties. I think the Mizos have also been practical and they have to know what works for them in this very dynamic political, very dynamic political scenario. Things change and the Mizos have also come of age to understand what's good for them. For instance, if you look at Mizoram, which has a lot of potential for industry. They don't have any big industry. And I've been speaking to a lot of young people and they do aspire to have an industry given that, you know, they have, for instance, textile, they have horticulture. All of those could be leveraged, but nothing so much has been done. So I think a lot of young people have come out, they've gone back to the state. Some people are farming. Some people are doing, you know, small scale entrepreneurship, which have a large scope of being leveraged and taken up to a level which is competing, which can compete with the rest of, at par with any other state. So therefore, I think the youth have also realized, that they need to change and they need to, go with a party that holds promise and future for them. It's not really about shifting loyalties. I think people of Mizoram are very, very politically very aware. And therefore, it is just a very gentle shift to what is the, you know, what is the demand and what the time calls for right now.
Right. Well, I'd like to thank you both very much for being with us. It has been a fascinating election across the country, certainly in Mizoram as well. A new set of politics, a very young political party with an experienced chief minister. How will it impact the lives of millions? Thanks, both of you, for being with us. We need to take a short break from all of us here.